Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan.
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Don't frame it. Tommy Lugauer in today for Ernie Acosta. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Bro, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. I'm really excited for the Mets and the Yankees to do something. So for now, rumors get me excited. They get me pumped up.
Right.
So here was one Lugie and I were chewing on right before the show.
This is the one you didn't tell me you're going to hit me.
I didn't tell
you.
This
is a Met rumor, obviously.
Yes.
This is not the Bryce Harper thing.
This is not the Bryce Harper thing.
No.
If you missed it, late last week.
I'm in.
Before we went away, John Heyman, our buddy John Heyman, floated out the idea that both New York teams may be in on Bryce Harper, which I don't really take seriously because I would be stunned.
The Mets will make like an offer they know he won't take, and then he'll say, oh, we went after him.
Right.
You know, something like that.
So I didn't buy that one. But this one is intriguing, and I think your first reaction is going to be no. But then I think if you think about it, you may be open to it.
Let me hear it.
So Ken Rosenthal reported a few days ago that the Seattle Mariners are very aggressively shopping Robinson Cano.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought the Mets or the Yankees would have that much interest. But Andy Martino, who now works for SNY, said that the Mets are, quote, aggressive.
For Robinson Cano.
For Robinson Cano.
Before you tell me who we're giving away,
yes.
How old is Cano now?
So here are the facts. He just turned 36.
He had that 50-game suspension last year.
PEDs.
Yeah.
PEDs.
Yep.
It was more than that. Wasn't it 80 games?
Was it 80? Whatever it was. So. It was a long suspension.
He's 36 years old.
36.
And he makes $24 million a year until he's 40.
Wow.
2023.
36.
But that's the whole point here, right? The Mariners are desperate to get rid of this contract. They're rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
They're blowing it up.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's 36. The guy had a PED suspension.
Right.
They want to get rid of him. Now, one other thing about Robinson Cano that's important is that when he came back from his suspension, he came back and performed. Now, what does that mean?
He's been good. I mean, you know, he's always been good.
He's always been good. And out of the suspension, he had over 300. He had 6 home runs and 27 RBIs in 31 games. He performed. So it's not like he came back from the suspension and he was a shell of his former self.
Right.
Now, what does that mean at age 36, 37, 38 moving forward? I don't know. But one thing about Robbie Cano I've always liked is that, and this makes no sense with the Mets because it never happens to Met players, Robbie Cano plays every single day.
No, there's no doubt about that.
This past season, he only played 80 games.
Because of the suspension.
Because of the suspension.
Right.
And when he played, he had 300 and had an 845 OPS. So he performed, right? So he's still, production-wise, a good baseball player. But the appeal in trading for Robinson Cano is that you can get something for taking back that contract, right? And so the name Andy Martino floated out that would very much excite me is 24-year-old closer Edwin Diaz, who had a remarkable season. He makes no money. He's young. I'm not saying he's going to save 50-plus games again, but he's pretty good.
Right.
So if you can use taking back a portion of Cano's contract to get a closer and give nothing up, I mean, what are you going to give up? I'm not giving him anything. Then, sure, why not? I think Robbie Cano can still be productive.
So the Mets are giving up, like, very little here? So they're not trading Syndergaard there or anything like that?
No. Wash your mouth out with soap.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Syndergaard?
Well, who knows?
No.
If I'm giving up nothing for Robbie Cano and this other guy, then I'm giving up, like, nothing,
here's the hypothetical.
Then I'll take my shot.
Here's the hypothetical Martino brought up, all right? Jay Bruce.
Oh, yeah, I would probably do that.
Oh, there you go. Now, but here's what it really comes down to.
I got no, you know, I got no great attachment to Jay Bruce.
Robinson Cano is better than Jay Bruce.
Yes.
Now, Robbie Cano is a little bit older.
Clearly better.
And Robbie Cano's got a far worse contract because he signed for three extra years. But Jay Bruce makes $14.5 million this year. He makes $14.5 million next year. Then he's gone. Cano makes $24 million every single year. I think the key in any kind of Cano deal is going to be, well, how much does Seattle have to pay off of this contract?
Right, right.
But if I'm able to get back a weapon like Edwin Diaz without having to give up prospects from a system that's not very good, that is creative. I got to give Brody and ownership credit if they did this, and that's a big if. Just because there's a rumor doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Can McNeil play third?
Well, you know what I was thinking? It's interesting you say that.
Because I don't want to block McNeil. I mean, I want to give this guy a shot. I mean, he showed you something last year.
I agree with you, and that's why I lean more towards, can the 6-foot, 35-year-old Robbie Cano play third base? That's what I'd be thinking about. Because I think that you'd have to figure out two things if you ever took back Cano.
Can he play first?
Yes, that's one. Can he play first?
First would be even better.
For the short term, yes, not the long term. Because I think in the long term, you hope that Peter Alonso becomes the first baseman.
Right.
But in the short term, until Alonso proves himself, Cano playing first base is valuable. I think Cano learning third base is valuable because clearly the Mets don't have a third baseman. I mean, Todd Frazier, really, is the third baseman? And he only has 1 year left on his deal.
Exactly.
So I think how much Seattle pays of that contract, and if you're actually able to get back a player as good as Edwin Diaz, is a huge factor here. But I'd be very much open to it.
Oh, yeah. If they're really not giving up anything to get him, I'm good for that. Bring him in.
I don't think you have to. I think what you're giving up is your wallet, that you're paying Robinson Cano until he's 40 years old.
So that means there's no shot to getting Bryce Harper. If
they don't have a shot at Bryce Harper anyway.
I know, but they're going to pay Robbie Cano whatever they're going to pay him. And, you know, come on.
Yeah, but think about this.
No, I would do it. I'm not against that.
I don't know.
I'm
if
not
this,
against it.
I don't know if this is reasonable, but I'm just thinking out loud. So Robbie makes $24 million. Bruce makes 14.5. So for the next 2 years, you're really only paying an extra $10 million,
right,
which is not crazy. Not insane. If you take that and then have Seattle pick up half of the remaining 3 years of the deal, so now for those final 3 years, as opposed to paying him $24 million, you're paying him $12 million. Isn't that sort of reasonable? So essentially you're paying $12 million a year until he's 40.
I'm good for that deal. I take a shot.
And so far, and things can change very quickly because baseball is a young man's game, I understand that. But so far, Robinson Cano has not shown signs of
slowing down. Right.
I mean, last year when he played, even after the suspension, he was productive. And we know, let's just get this out of the way. You don't care that he was suspended for PED.
No, that means nothing to me.
I understand.
That means absolutely squat. I could care less.
At this point, Robinson Cano would be a part of getting your team better in other aspects, not just Robbie Cano. I'm not just taking back Robinson Cano. I don't know. I don't know if I would do that. But if I'm able to get, and I think stupid on the Mariners' part.
Well,
like one thing I would
if they want to just unload the guy, I mean, that's what they want to do.
Right, that's what they want to do. I don't think that's smart. If I have a talented, young, controllable player, the last thing I want to do is give them away just to have someone take a contract off my hands, you know? It'd be like the Orioles saying, take Chris Davis and we'll throw in, you know, good, young, talented players. I wouldn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, would you, I'll give you an example. If Yoenis was open to it, would you trade Cespedes and then to convince a team to take Cespedes, trade Brandon Nimmo?
I'm trading Cespedes and Nimmo. For nothing.
That's
just
my point.
Take the contract back?
Yes, you wouldn't do that.
I probably wouldn't. No.
Because
I
got to
give him Nimmo, too.
That. Well, but that's my point.
No, but like, I was just trying to digest what you're saying to me.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, that's essentially what Seattle would be doing, right? They're saying, take back this contract so that, and we'll give you a good player to go along with it. So from that aspect, I wouldn't do it if I'm a Mariner fan. I wouldn't do it if I'm them. But hey, some teams are desperate to get rid of bad contracts. And Robinson Cano's contract, I think we knew at the time was bad, and it was just a matter of, is it worth it on the front end? And the reason it turned out not to be worth it for the Mariners is that in the 5 years he was there, while he was really good and productive, they weren't, and they didn't win. And that's not really on Robinson Cano. That's on the Mariners. And that's why when you look at Cano's contract, I don't think anything he's done, besides the PED suspension, has been surprising. He had 5 years there, and he's been good. I mean, look at the numbers.
Well, he's got Hall of Fame numbers. I mean, there's no doubt, especially the position he plays.
And what he did in Seattle was similar, not quite as good, but similar to what he did with the Yankees. That's what he did in Seattle for 5 years. But you knew when you gave him a 10-year contract at $24 million a year, the problem with the contract is the back end. We are now entering the back end of this contract. So the Mariners knew when they gave it to him, hey, this is what the back end may look like.
Right, right.
They failed the front end of it. They got 5 good years out of him. You can't complain about what you've gotten from him for 5 years. Until last year in the suspension, the guy played 155 games every single season.
Look, I'm if you're giving up basically nothing to get him, I'm in. Bring him in.
From a Yankee perspective, I don't think it's a good idea. because that's the other team the Mariners think they can shop him to.
Yeah.
Because
the Yankees want him back. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I don't think they do, but I think that the Mariners realize that Robinson Cano, with him having a full no trade clause, is probably not accepting a trade unless it's to New York. I think Robinson Cano probably wants to come back here. I noticed this 2 years ago, and it's just something I noticed. I don't know if it's a big deal or not. But when I play baseball on Randall's Island, there's a league across the way, and it's the Robinson Cano Baseball League.
Oh, really?
He's still in this area. I think he's still invested in this area
from
a charity perspective and whatnot. So I think that Robinson Cano probably didn't want to leave anyway. He left because he got paid a lot of money.
Yeah, he got the big money. Yeah, and the Yankees, you know, I mean, they offered him a nice deal, but they didn't go above and beyond, really.
No, and you can't blame Robbie. I mean, the guy got $240 million.
I'm not blaming him at all.
No, I don't think you are.
I think Seattle's a fine city. Rains a lot.
You know what it comes down to, bro?
They got a better football team than we do.
Well, that, yes. You could combine the Jets and Giants. They have a better team than we do. But you know what? Money.
Yeah, well, of course.
I mean, we just landed the rover on Mars. I'm sure there are players that would just go to Mars for $240 million.
Well,
why
maybe.
The hell not?
I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm heading to Mars for any amount of money.
Yeah, maybe that's the extreme.
That's me.
But from a Yankee perspective, I mean, what do you bring him back. I wouldn't play him at second base. You could play him at first base. You probably tag up the DH spot by using him. And I don't think the Yankees need to take back Cano's contract to get assets. They have enough young players to get assets or to trade for guys they want. I think the thing about the Mets where they need to be creative is they don't have a good farm system. So when you don't have a good farm system, it's tough to make a trade on its own for Edwin Diaz. It's tough to make a trade on its own for JT Realmuto. How do you do it when you don't have a good farm system?
Right, right.
So you got to do things like this that's creative. It's a move right out of the NBA. You take back a bad
cap number for
a draft pick.
Yep.
It's called pulling a Sean Marks. That's what my guy's done for a few years now, and he has to. So I think for a Mets perspective, it's something that makes more sense for them than it would for the Yankees. I don't think the Yankees have to bring back a bad contract.
The Yankees are also, you know, they're going to go out there and spend money probably on some big free agents anyway. So, you know, it's a little different than what the Mets are.
Yeah, if they want a left-handed bat that fits like Robinson Cano, just go sign him.
Right.
You don't have to take back a bad contract, but I'm open to it. I'm open to anything the Mets are trying to do to get better. And if you can get back your closer, like Edwin Diaz, and he'd be their closer for the next 4 years under team control.
We hope he's good for 4 years. But
sure. You never know.
Not with especially closers.
Yes.
Any relief pitcher.
Especially closers in Flushing.
Yeah, well.
There's something in the water there.
Yeah, I understand.
So I think it's creative. I'm open to it. We'll see if the Mets actually pursue it. Because so far with Brody, it's been a lot of rumors and a lot of talk.
Yeah. Well, it's still only November, too.
Still early? No, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But soon we'll see
action. They did bring Riggleman in to be the bench coach. He'll be our next manager.
Oh, no doubt.
After they get rid of Callaway.
I told you a few weeks ago, this bench coach hire is big because it is their next manager.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I'll give you a little factoid about Jim Riggleman.
He hasn't been too bad. He's been pretty good.
As a manager?
Yeah.
Well, he had really the 98 Cubs. He was the manager of that annoying team.
He managed the our favorite team to the Nationals for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, and they didn't win.
No.
They weren't any good.
Well, they haven't won with anybody, man.
Yeah, but with him, they didn't win anything.
I understand.
You know what Jim Riggleman has done four times? Four times. You ready for this?
Go.
This should worry Mickey Callaway. Four times in the middle of a season, he has replaced the manager of a baseball team.
Yeah.
Four times.
Looks like it could be five.
He is a professional mid-season managerial replacement.
Well, there you go.
The Padres, the Mariners, the Nationals, and the Reds. And Mickey, I'd be very worried.
Yeah, well.
Because Jim Riggleman is going to be the next guy
Joe and I
scream about and second guess.
I would agree. I would agree with that.
Merry Christmas, Mickey.
There you go.
Merry Christmas.
Still got a job.
for now, work. He does. You know what? Like in the movie Major League, there's only one thing Mickey can do. Win the whole damn thing.
That would be nice.
Just keep winning, and you will not lose your job.
No, that's exactly right.
I promise you
that. Yep.
Jim Riggleman will not be the Mets manager if they start 11-1 again, except this time they don't fall down the elevator chute, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You do that, you'll remain the Mets manager.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.